Recently, I visited Ms. Peterson's class at Red Rock Elementary to discuss plans for America Recycles Day.
Hello, I'm Jen V. Patel. I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, I'm Ava Begay. I'm in fifth grade.
Hi, I'm William Wilson, and I'm in fifth grade.
Hi, I'm Madison Velasquez, and I'm in fourth grade.
Hello, I'm Stephen Fierro, and I am in fourth grade.
Hi, I'm Hayden Chavez, and I'm in fifth grade.
Hello, this is Salim Rashid. I am in fourth grade at Red Rock Elementary.
Hi, I'm Zoe Foley, and I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, I'm Kira Regalado, and I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Good, and I'm in fourth grade.
What recycling means to me is that it helps our environment. I'm recycling at my school. Whole school is recycling.
Hi, it's Stephen Fierro again, and I'm here to say that our school recycles cardboard and paper only. But if you are going to recycle like soda cans and stuff, you could make your own bin and here at Red Rock, and then you could also have that little bin for recycling plastic or cans, and then you could take it yourself to Fort Canyon here in Gallup NM in the USA, and then you could recycle it.
Hi, I'm Madison, and I know that recycling saves 17 trees from being cut down.
One bad thing about recycling is that not all people recycle properly.
Not recycling has had a big impact on the earth, and a lot of the damage can be irreversible if we don't recycle, and if we keep up what we're doing and get even worse, and we could have less than 11 years to fix the damage.
You have to make sure you recycle properly, or else it's actually worse than not recycling.
Also, if you're going to come to the American Recycles Day here in Gallup, our class will have an open booth to tell you about the many different things what recycling can do.
When you recycle a plastic bottle, you have to take off the lid and the ring around it first.
Not only land on Earth and humans are being impacted by not recycling, but the ocean is being impacted too. Endangered animals are dying off. And to recycle, don't throw it in the trash and put it in the recycling bin.
Recycling also doesn't impact all those things William just said right now, but it also affects our habits, like throwing things away instead of recycling, littering a lot, and that's all I have to say for now. Thank
you. I think recycling is a good thing because if you recycle, it prevents less trees from being cut down, and if less trees are cut down, then the oxygen layer can stay thick. And when trees get cut down, the oxygen layer kind of breaks down.
Do you know anybody who plants trees to help the environment?
I plant trees to help oxygen, and so does some of my family members. Even some of my friends that I know that live way far out where there isn't much recycling and there's a lot of littering.
People not recycling is affecting the animal life because animals will eat the plastic and then they can die.
Have any of you heard about those plastic rings that hold the soda cans together?
Yeah. They get caught in sea turtles' nets.
And that's why Visco Girls exist.
Explain that.
All right, Visco Girls, they buy Hydro Flask, they use the scrunchies, and they don't use any plastic. Yeah, they use metal straws instead of plastic straws, and they go like this. Oops, oop. Because when this happens, it's starting to suffocate and choke the turtles. They're dying, and yeah. I don't know who started Visco Girls, but whoever did was smart and annoying.
The ocean has many interesting and very unique animals, and when we litter and we don't recycle, people dump the trash and paper everywhere in the ocean, and those unique and fascinating animals are starting to die all over the world. Species are also going extinct, too.
I know somebody who makes shirts out of plastic bottles. It's like 70% cotton and 30% plastic bottles.
There is an old tradition called rag picking, in which people would gather old clothes and blankets and things and cut them up to use for rags, literally, wherever it's needed to clean up messes and such, because many industries need rags. And so they used recycled textiles, clothing.
I feel like car industries would use that for oil spills, because there's a lot of heat in car factories, and when oil gets heated, it, you know, I think that a lot of car industries in the boomer age were using this way of recycling to help the factories and to help the the recycling, I guess.
Littering doesn't just affect the ocean, but it can also affect the Arctic, because the litter can go underneath the ice, and when the ice melts, the animals that live in the Arctic may also eat it, and those animals are also going extinct.
Sometimes when I'm about to throw away a plastic bottle, I stop and think, wait, is this going to affect the ocean life and people's dirty habits of littering? Or should I recycle this so then I could at least make 1% of the littering and non-recycling in the world better?
You were talking a little bit about what the class might be planning for this Friday, November 15th, which will be America Recycles Day. Does anyone else want to talk about what's happening Friday?
On America's Recycle Day, we'll have a booth with fun games and activities of how our school is recycling and how recycling is affecting the wildlife and the true nature of Earth.
So something that I think is messed up is that a lot of multi-billion dollar companies are actually preventing recycling from becoming popular, because the more recycling happens, the more money they lose, and the more money they lose, they could get bankrupt if they lose too much money. So right now the economy with the multi-billion dollar companies are trying to prevent recycling and are putting a lot of information on social media about recycling and that it's not good, and also it's just hurting the economy, and once people, like, everybody knows the truth, it's gonna hurt their company as well. So basically nobody wins in this one.
You can also reuse things like rags, clothes, and water bottles.
Littering can also cause global warming, and global warming is what is making all the Arctic animals die and go extinct.
We first talked about global warming, and then we realized that we should do a recycling project. So then we planned a whole thing. We got boxes, and then we told people, we gave presentations, and the presentations were about what to recycle and what not to recycle, and how we were recycling plastic.
Now people put all their paper recycling in the boxes that we painted and put the class names on, and we collect them every Friday.
I've heard that some people here in Red Rock, they're not bringing too much plastic bottles since we're doing the recycling program, but if they are bringing plastic bottles, they don't just throw it away, they reuse it and put water back in it so then they could drink it for the next day or not following day of the next day or that exact day.
How many of you bring your own water bottles that can be refilled? Oh, I see lots of hands going up.
Me.
Many of us in our classroom have our own water bottles that we could refill. And we reuse them. The other day, our custodian brought in water bottles for everyone. And ever since that day, we've been refilling them and using them every day.
Every once in a while, it's a good idea to wash your water bottles so that you're not using the same water bottle all the time for years and years without it being cleaned.
Oh! I've never cleaned mine. I've had this one for like 2 years now.
It might be time. Do you get water here from water coolers? Do you have filtered water here at all? How is the water here?
The water is here from pipes, from the cooled water that the whole city uses. They have this giant water tank, and then they the water tank gives water to everybody who needs it, and all the water pipes from every building here in Gallup leads to that giant water pipe.
So planting the trees, people think that it sounds good. It's really bad for the earth, because the more CO2 that we're taking in, the more oxygen that we get out, and over oxygen buildup, when it happens, it can hurt some animals. Over oxygen buildup.
Well, that's a good theory. There was a time when there was a lot more oxygen in the environment than there is now, and there were many life forms that were not able to tolerate a lot of oxygen. The main thing is to study. That's what science is about, is studying the effects of different things that are happening.
In our backyard, we tried to plant a tree, but then it died. And then a plant started started growing from the other roots under it. And so I feel like that helped, but I'm not totally sure.
In Gallup, over on the west side, they're planting trees along the train railroad. They're planting trees that are like starting to grow and getting tall. And at my parents' hotel, we have a couple of trees like around it. Planting trees relates to global warming because if you plant a tree and it grows big, it makes the ozone layer thick. And if that layer breaks down, then the oxygen will get less.
When we burn fires, and when we release more CO2 than oxygen, back in the past, Einstein said that we're all made of stardust. So oxygen and all the air and gases are made of stardust. And I think when we change the stardust solutions, I think that's just changing the world and being mean to the stardust. If they were alive.
Hey, you guys, it's Salim, and right now I'm going to be singing the lyrics to my song. And so, yeah, so basically, let's get it. Yeah, I'm gonna take my paper to the recycling bin. I'm gonna grab till I can no more. I'm gonna take my paper to the recycling bin. I'm gonna grab till I can no more. I got the bins in the back, white paint is attached. Name is matted black, got the shoes that black and match. Riding do's and don'ts, how you can whip your diesel. I've been in the ocean, you ain't been about the easel.
Till I can no more. I'm gonna take my paper to the recycling bin. I'm gonna grab till I can no more. I'm gonna take my paper to the recycling bin. I'm gonna grab till I can no more. Thanks for you guys. Please don't forget to just tell me what you guys think about it.